One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Oh my fucking god, we are back for another episode with Melissa.
Hello.
Oh my god, I'm so excited.
Me too.
I like this jacket. We've been talking this
Thank
whole time
you.
And you put on a whole new fucking outfit.
I did.
You are flexible. Flash the shoes. Guys.
Is it all in there?
It fucking is. And if you're listening to it after you're done, you have to go watch this. We talked about your New Year's resolution, right? That you're wearing heels
we
down.
Did on the bonus episode. So the regular gals and guys don't know.
Oh yeah, guys. Well, don't be regular. Go join us on Stitcher Premium to get those bonus apps. But one of your New Year's resolutions was to wear heels.
Every day.
Yeah. And you did it in college.
Mm-hmm. Which... I did. So this is just getting back in it.
So
I packed up, like, I have like recently bought like a whole bunch of new
Ooh,
shoes.
Nice.
Like, but they were flats. And oh. I packed them up and sent them to my niece, who's 12.
Oh.
So she has all new
same
shoes.
Same feet size as 12?
Yeah.
She can be tall?
I mean, I haven't grown since I was 12.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. How tall are you?
5'1".
Okay.
Yeah, she's like the same height as me.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I was like, wow, she's going to have like adult size feet. Yeah. And I was like, maybe you don't have
Yeah, but she
feet.
Might be. Her father is tall, so she might be taller.
How old are you at 12? Whoa. That's, you're 12.
12.
What
you're
grade
12.
Are you in at 12? Sixth
Six.
Grade?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. No, that makes sense. I think I stopped growing then too. But I also was fucking 5'8", 7".
Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
Right.
I was like All average right. height until everyone else.
Yeah, everyone else just kept growing.
Yeah.
You know, I was the kid who was like out of frame in all mm-hmm. of the pictures. And I was like, oh, cool. Hello, everybody down there. Okay, guys. Well, this is Don't Blame Me. It's the advice podcast, but you already fucking know it. Or if you don't, welcome to us here. We are filming this for YouTube as well as the audio version. So if you want to go check out either one, you can see me drinking a Diet Coke. If you watch the video, it's a good time. Also to check for my sweatshirt on the right way. I did. So guys, if you want to call in to be a part of an upcoming episode, you can leave us a voicemail at 310-694-0976. And international listeners, you can email us an audio file at meganpodcast@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. So you guys really liked the last episode where it was just us.
Yeah. So we're going to...
Thank fucking God.
We're going to try it out to do like... once a month and see how it works.
I am on fucking board. Not that I don't love all of our other guests, but like, it's so nice. Like, yeah. It's just easy. Like, it I don't does. Have to try. Like, it's just like, we're just here. It's so easy. So it's time for us to give some advice.
All right.
Let's do it.
Hi, Megan. So I am 18 and I just started my second semester of college and I'm living in the dorms. And last semester, I met this guy at a frat party. He is in the frat, which already kind of a red flag, but it's fine. So we met and we kind of just hit it off and we have been like hooking up and hanging out. We've like said, I love you to each other. It's super serious. And I have never dated anyone, so... I'm trying to take things slow. I don't want to date him yet, even though he really wants to define the relationship. But we are definitely heading towards the direction of dating. And we both are very like open and honest with each other. We have really good communication skills with each other. There is just like one minor problem that I have not been able to bring up with him. And that is that he doesn't have a car. And I know that makes me sound shallow. I'm not trying to like bag on his financial situation because he comes from really rich parents. Like he has a job and all of that stuff. Like his parents pay his rent. They just haven't bought him a car. So yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. But I personally just feel like he kind of uses me for my car. Like if I sleep over at his place, he will like ask for a ride to class the next morning. And at first I didn't really think it was a problem, but it's just getting to be so annoying. Like I today actually was late to my class because I had to drive him to his friend's house to get his backpack and then drive him to class. And then I had to like come back home, park my car. I didn't even have time to like change my clothes. I was still like 20 minutes late to my class, and like it's just becoming an inconvenience, and I don't know how to bring it up to him because I don't want to, like, you can't yell at someone for not having a car. Like, I will feel like a piece of shit if I do that, but it's just, I don't know how to bring up, like, maybe he can find his own means of transportation, but at the same time, it's like, I can take 5 minutes out of my day to take him to his class. I don't know. So please help me.
First question. They love each other, but they're not dating?
Yeah, that's what I was like, there's a lot of unpack here. Like, yeah. You say you love each other, you're in a serious relationship, but you're not dating.
You're headed towards a serious relationship, but you're in love, and you've already said that to each other?
Yeah.
How? And we don't know how long it's been.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, somebody being in a fraternity isn't a red flag. Some of the greatest guys I know are in fraternities, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Totally.
No, we have
No, I liked a ton of the frat guys that I went to school with. Honestly, yeah. I like all of the guys way more than the girls. Like, the guys were so much cooler. And they were also like, hey, you were always the hot one. And I was like, thank you so much. That's so nice. Not that that's important, but, like, it did make me feel better at the time. I mean, I would say, like, you're not... Your issue isn't that he doesn't have a car. Mm-hmm. Your issue is that... like you're his chauffeur and like the idea of bringing it up to him, like you're not gonna yell at him that he doesn't have a car. Like it's not about that. Like, and also it's not your responsibility. Like you guys didn't meet, they didn't meet on the first day of fucking school. Like he had like, you weren't a part of like when he went to college. Mm-hmm. Like this is like, you weren't like, well, and when you sign up you're gonna get a girlfriend who's gonna drive you to school. Like no, like he has to do this on his own. That has nothing to do with you. Yeah. And if he was not dating you, how would he get to, like,
right,
it's not,
he'd
your problem,
probably just walk to class.
Yeah.
I don't, he probably doesn't even realize what he's doing.
No,
I think he's just like, oh, she's here, she has a car, so she can take me. And I think that's just like a lack of communication. Mm-hmm. You guys say that you're very open and you communicate, but you're not communicating.
Yeah.
It seems like a lot of opposite things going on here.
It does. And I think, like, I don't know what your hang up is about, like, not wanting to be in a relationship and take it slow. You've already said you love each other. Like, you're already invested in it. Like, so I think, like, the title of anything, it really shouldn't matter. But I also would say, like, I didn't have a car in college. And, like, I asked my boyfriend all the time, like, will you take me to class? Mm-hmm. But, like, sometimes he said no. Like, Mats went to the airport the other day and I was hanging out with my friends. And he was like, hey, would you drive me to the airport? And I was like, no, take an Uber. Like, I've got plans. Like, and he's like, okay, fine. Like, that's, but it's not like, it's like, or are you free to do this? And I think, like, if you do have time, for sure. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, like, you're like, oh, I'm going to class right now too. Like, I'll totally go. But, like, if you want to sleep in, like, no, you, I'm not going to drive you.
Yeah.
And I think also, like, I think you're right. I don't think he is intentionally doing it. I don't think he's using you for your car. I think if anything, he probably, like, in the morning, like, wants to spend more time with you. Yeah. And so he's like, oh, I don't want to get out of bed. Like, I don't want to, like, leave half an hour earlier so I can, like, walk to class. Like, I just want to stay in bed and then she'll just drive me so we can hang out in the car. Mm-hmm. Where he's thinking, like, oh, this is like a, oh, we get to spend more time together. Yeah. And then you are like, no, I want to sleep.
Yeah. So I'd say, like, the night before, if you're going to class, be like, hey, do you need a ride to class tomorrow? Yeah. And then you can plan for it. And you can wake up earlier and you can be on time to class because you are in school to get an education. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm always preaching.
She's all about the edumacation.
So you shouldn't be 20 minutes late for class because he forgot his backpack at his friend's house and you have to go pick it up and then drop him off. You need to just plan ahead.
Yeah, but also I think the cuntier thing to do, which is what I would do, is the next time in the morning, he's like, can you drive me to class? I'm like, I really am so tired. I don't want to. And like, because I think, like, you don't owe him like that. Like, I think you need a little bit of like, oh, this isn't. And like you said, he came from, not that I'm saying that he had like had everything handed to him, but he comes from a very well off family.
Privilege.
Yeah. It might be a little bit like he needs to check his privilege here. Yeah. And also choosing not to have a car in college is a choice that you know is going to be inconvenient. Mm-hmm. So he's expecting that. Like, he knows that it's like when he chose not to have a car, then it became like, okay, this is, I'm choosing to do that.
Yeah.
So any of those consequences is fine. But I think, like, you're right. Like, in general, he should be the one ahead of time being like, hey, would any chance you could drive me to class tomorrow? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think you should need to bring it up at all.
But and he's not. So exactly. She's
so I think
to.
You either need to, you need to bring it up the night before and be like, hey, just for like in general, yeah, maybe you do it like a big in general talk. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, just in general, like, specifically, do you need me to take you to class tomorrow? And in general, could you let me know? Because sometimes it's a little bit too hard for me to make it to class on time. And I was late last week. So if you tell me ahead of time, if you tell me ahead of time what days you would need me to take you to class, I can tell you if I can. Mm-hmm. And then if I can't, then I can give you I'll be able to let you know ahead of time so you can figure out another ride to class.
Yeah. Also, is he providing gas money?
Yeah. Slash your own tires. Be like, oh, I can't drive anywhere.
No,
because
the tires are like $500.
Pretend your car's in the shop and just be like, oh, babe, will you buy Ubers? Will you buy me an Uber? Will you buy me an Uber? Will you get me an Uber? Lyft. So let's be more progressive.
Yes, Lyft.
But yeah, I don't think he's using you for your car. That'd be really specific. And also, like, a lot of people have cars.
Yeah. And like, you guys say you loved each other.
And also,
That's
he's in
weird.
A frat. They have pledges. Oh my God. Oh, we used to use pledges for cars. Oh yeah. Girl, you don't have to drive. I'm a pledge to drive up to class. Yeah. I used to get driven to class.
Hazing
every...
is not good. People don't do hazing.
No, it's not. But honestly, the driving part, I got driven to school every fucking single day from my boyfriend who's in a fraternity from the pledges. He's like, babe, they got you. And I'd be like, okay. And I was precious cargo. So, you know, they drove slow, but also got in there on time. Mm-hmm. It's great. We went to Starbucks drive-thru. good time. But yeah, also I would figure out what you want to do in this relationship / non-relationship thing as well. Because, figure out what you want. Okay. On to the next.
Hi, Megan and guest. I apologize in advance for my English, but I'm from Chile, so I'm going to try my best. I really need your advice with something. So I met a girl in college about 2 years ago, and we became really, really close friends really fast. We were very similar, like the same stuff. So we had a lot of fun together. It was super easy, and we really wanted what was best for the other one. And so it was very mature and sort of like good friendship. But we're very different. We're 22. She has had the same boyfriend for 5 years, never fought with him once, goes to church every Sunday, doesn't party, doesn't drink, straight A student, top of the class, since she's in middle school. I, on the other hand, have never had a boyfriend. I like to party, I drink, I'm not religious in any way. I do pretty well in school. I'm not the top of the class, but I never failed a class or anything. So I do pretty well. However, these past few weeks, I feel like she's been taking the role of being a mom and sort of giving me advice that I don't want / don't need. And I feel very anxious about the whole thing because I don't feel like I can tell her everything and I need to watch what I say because she'll get mad or she'll or I'll disappoint her and blah, blah, blah. And sort of everything is a life lesson. So I just wanted to tell her, like, dude, I went out partying and I passed out in my kitchen and woke up at 7 a.m. with Cheerios on my hair. And I just want you to be my friend about it. I don't need you to be my mom and sort of like tell me that it's wrong. Just like, can we laugh it out and not be make such a huge deal out of everything? And I feel like lately she's been distancing herself and about me from me because she sees me like I'm a wreck and I'm a mess and I'm a rebel child, and she's like done with trying to help me and fix me, which is something that I don't need. And just because I go out and party and make out with guys doesn't make my life a mess. I'm pretty good physically, mentally. I'm getting my master's in economics. Like, I'm doing pretty fine. And so it's been great, but we started ghosting each other, but every now and then she'll talk to me sort of like to check up on me and be like, hey, how are you doing? How's it been? And I'm just like, dude, either ignore me or be my friend, but she'll talk to me. And I feel like it comes from a place where she feels pity and feels bad about like sort of letting me go. But she'll talk to me and I don't want to ignore her because I don't want to be mean because we never actually got in a fight. But I hate it when she talks to me and I feel self-conscious about like, oh, I don't want to be too needy, but I don't want to be mean. And she'll take 3 to 5 business days to respond to my text messages. And to me, that's just not cool. And I don't want to talk about it with her because she'll be like, you're so dramatic. Everything's so dramatic with you. And sort of, I don't know what to do. Please help me.
First of all, I'm obsessed with your accent.
Yeah, it's very
beautiful.
Pretty.
I mean, talking to two like serial ghosters here.
Yeah, but I relate to this.
Okay.
Because I think you have different types of friends for different parts of your life.
100%.
And so there was a point when you guys were in college when you were very close and you related on a lot of different levels. And she was great for that point in your life. Mm-hmm. Now you guys have grown apart, and that's okay. That's what happens with friends. You grow apart. And she's still somebody that you care about and you can check in on her all the time. But she doesn't have to be the person that you're telling everything that's mm-hmm. going on in your life. You have other friends that whoever you're going out with and partying yeah. with, talk to them about it. You don't have to tell her that. She's settled in her life. She's got she's in a serious relationship. And you don't have to be her like go-to anymore. And mm-hmm. she sees that too. That's why she's yeah. like making a wedge too. And so yeah. you guys can still be friends, but she doesn't have to be your very, very best friend right now.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. I think like you become friends with people that you relate to on certain levels. Mm-hmm. And like, it's kind of like when you're friends with someone because like your parents were friends yeah. and like, then you grow up and you're like, oh, are we actually similar? Right. Like, do we actually like each other? Which like for me, like all of the friends that I had growing up, like we all really do get along, but like, our relationships are different because like the thing that tied us together is like being from the same place and back home, and none of us live there anymore. Mm-hmm. So like the thing that can kind of tie you there, if you don't have that anymore, exactly like you're saying, like you can still have like a respect for somebody and like somebody, but also like you have friends for different, like I have friends, like, I'm not going to talk shit. I'm not going to, like, talk shit about, like, a relationship, like, problem with my single friends. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to talk about it with my friends who are in a relationship because they understand it. Yeah. Like, I'm going to go to a workout class with a friend who, I'm going to ask someone to go to a workout class, a friend who, like, also likes, like, working out. Mm-hmm. Like, and if you think about it in that sense of being like, oh, am I trying to include you? Which is no shame on you. Like, because you did have that relationship before, you could talk about that of being like, oh, if I'm going to have a conversation, if you don't relate to what I'm talking to about in that sense, like, we're just this, you're not going to get what you want yeah. out of it. Like, you're yeah. not going to get like it's a bad audience, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like delivering like dirty jokes to people who are like, no, PG only. And right. you're like, oh, well, fuck. Like, I wasted all this great damn material.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think exactly like you said, like there's a way to like still check in on each other and all that. And there's also like, I think there's something so sucky about feeling, and I say this because like I felt like this for so long with different friends and stuff about like, oh, we didn't have a huge fight and I still really like them, but like I feel like I'm the dick if we're not friends anymore. Mm-hmm. And you're not. Exactly. You said she's also kind of pulling away. Mm-hmm. And so I think like you don't need, like, just know that you're in different points of your life and that how your relationship is now, you don't settle for her. Like, don't talk to her about this shit because she's giving you shit for it.
Right.
So once you stop talking to her about that, then your relationship becomes like, oh, well, what do you do? What do you relate on? And like, what are you guys going to talk about? And then that's what your relationship is. Mm-hmm. And then you find the rest in other people. And yeah, there doesn't have to be a big blowout because you're right. You didn't get in a fight. This is just something that, yeah, you guys no longer have that main thing that you used to relate on, which it's okay. Like, there's definitely friends like that. They were my friends because of like proximity, because mm-hmm. of all these other things. That doesn't mean that like, it wasn't great and fun. But now as I've gotten older, I'm like, yeah, no, I just don't like, we don't. Or even like a mutual friend. Like, think if you became friends with somebody, but because you had like a really good mutual friend. And then if you're not friends with that mutual friend anymore, you're not really going to see that person. It doesn't mean you guys don't like each other. It just means like, oh, like this is, we have to go more out of our way. It isn't as like seamless mm-hmm. to kind of like, oh, it feels like no time has passed. Like we can just, that comfortability thing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. There's friends that I have that I went to college with and we're just not people that I would see every single day, and we would hang out every day and get wasted with all every day. Mm-hmm. And now sometimes we might talk like once or twice a year mm-hmm. Because that's just like, we're just not in that same proximity anymore, but we're still like, we catch up back where we were and we're still friends. And then like, neither of us are mad about it.
Yeah.
But we pick up right again. So
yeah. I don't think you need to worry about it. And I think also if you're feeling like a little abandoned, which I can totally get because she was, you could talk about this kind of stuff in college mm-hmm. because she probably, like, not to stereotype college, but she probably was like the odd one out of like the party situation. So she was kind of a little more used to it. I think then they take this as an opportunity of like, don't think of like, oh, I lost a friend. It's like, oh no, I've got an opportunity now that for other people in my life that I haven't been like letting myself get like, take that position of like my best friend who I tell everything to. Mm-hmm. Now you have a whole new audience. Like you've got all of that and you're not losing her. You just can gain more friends.
Yeah.
So best of luck and beautiful accent again. So love pretty. It. On to the next.
Hi, Megan. I am 20. I am currently a junior in college. So I decided to call in because you have talked about ghosting a lot. And it's my main form of breaking up, which is not good. But, you know, I'm really bad at communication. So that's what happens. But so basically, I ghosted this guy last semester. And it was a long story. It was kind of a hard ghosting because he was really adamant on talking to me, but I just stopped talking to him. Long story short, we're both the same major, and he is in my class this semester that is like my smallest class. It's an upper level, so there's only about like 15 people in it. It's really awkward. I have a friend in the class, so I kind of anchored myself to her, but I know that at some point I'm going to have to talk to him. I really don't know how to address it. I had the class for the first time today, and when I saw him, I was really uncomfortable, and I think he could tell I was uncomfortable. And he seemed very pleased by the fact that I was uncomfortable, which I know, like, karma, but just kind of advice on, like, how to go about this, because I didn't think that I'd ever have to see him again. But, yeah, it kind of sucks, so anything, any advice? Thank you. Bye.
I mean, I dropped out of college. I didn't drop out of college to like avoid the guy that I ghosted, but I also like had a thing with a guy who I was in class with, and then I ghosted him, and it was also like a 10-person class mm-hmm. and I didn't go back to class.
I did the same thing. So this is what you're going to learn from us, not to do the same thing. So I had the same situation where this guy, we worked on a project together, and then like at his place, and we hooked up, and then I didn't want to see him again. And the class had maybe like 6 or 7 people in it. Yeah. And so what I would do would, I would just like, I would act like I would not talk to him during the class, and then I would put headphones on and I would hear him like calling my name, just like bolt. And then I just run away. And eventually I dropped the class. You should not do that because clearly it's an upper level class that you need for your...
Oh,
I didn't need this class. This was an elective, but yours is something that you need. So let's talk through this, like what she should do now.
Yeah. Mine was at least... I feel like I honestly wish I had dropped mine earlier because mine was an acting class and we had to do peer review. Mm. And so I did a monologue and they were like, does anyone like want to do the peer review? And he raised his hand.
Class you took like 3 times?
Yeah.
Okay.
He raised his hand and I was like, oh, fuck no. Oh, fuck no. And he goes off and everybody there is like, oh, wow. They went out. This is a thing. And it was like, it was so personal. And then I stopped going and I dropped the class.
Yeah.
But you can't do
it. You can't drop. You need this class to graduate.
You do. Oh, God. I hate to be like, okay. Ugh. You can really just bite the fucking bullet and text him.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, I just want to say, like, I feel shitty about ghosting you. Like, I'm really terrible with, like, communication and confrontation. And I know that's not an excuse, but, like, I'm just going to say that's really what it is. And I selfishly, like, assumed I wouldn't have to see you again. And now that I see you in class, I feel really bad. And I understand, like, you can totally hate me. Like, I'm not asking for forgiveness or anything like that. But, like, I know that this is a couple months late, but I just feel like I really should have, like, owned, like, womaned up and like admit, like, said how I really felt as opposed to just ghosting you. And just be like, clearly this class is really uncomfortable for me, and like, I just, and like, I'm sorry. Good God, Megan, stop burping. I'm sorry, but and just like, I'm not looking for your forgiveness or anything, and I'm not looking to clear my conscience. Maybe I am, but like, I just feel like just apologize.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can text him that, and then just ignore him in class.
Yeah. Or wait for him after class and ambush him.
Oh my God. But they do it in person? Fuck
no. She's got to see him in class anyway.
You don't go from ghosting someone to then telling them in person, like, sorry, I ghosted you.
Like,
you
text
them.
You wait. No, you go outside
the
class before anybody is out there after class ends. Wait for him. Be like, hey, can I talk to you for a second?
Oh my God.
And then be like, and then just say everything that Megan just said in the text message.
Oh, fuck that.
Because you're going to have to talk to him anyway.
Yeah, you are. But it's kind of like one of those things that, like, if you get the hard stuff out of the way in person, then you don't have to talk about it. I mean, if you get the way over text, then in person, like, you can fix, all right. Yeah. And, like, move on.
I mean,
you know?
100% I agree with Megan, but I was just trying to give another.
Oh, no, that's like if you really have, like, a lot of self-actualization.
Yeah.
Like, but if you want to be a good person, you should do it in person.
But again, you're talking to two people that ghost, and you're a ghoster too. So yeah,
you probably prefer
the text.
We're among friends.
Yeah.
Good God. It's funny to hear though, like, as much as like we talk about ghosting and people give us shit for it, we also know it's bad because, like, both of us we had to drop a class.
Yeah.
Like, it bites you in the ass hard.
Mm-hmm.
So, so we know it's not good, but it does feel nice to know that there are other people out there like us. So bad. Oh my God. Well, best of luck for you. And I'm really sorry. This also happened to Mots, except I don't know if maybe he did ghost some, I don't know. All I know is he like had a thing with like a girl that he like met and called, like did something, had something in college. And then they were like in a class that was like just peer review. And it was like 6 people and they got partnered up like alphabetically and had to be together the whole time. And she just like kept trying to fail him.
Oh my gosh.
And it was just like, oh God, like, how do I do this? And it was like, yeah. Yeah, he's a fuckboy, but it's my type. Okay. Guys, it's time for a quick break and we will be right back.
Bye.
We're going to ghost you.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
In our live stream, our listeners are always recommending and talking about books. So we're so excited about Book of the Month because this is something that our listeners are going to love.
This is a brand that I've been familiar with for a long time. I like love watching people talk about it. I love seeing what books people are reading and like what books they have available. And I love everything about it. So I'm so excited for someone who like, you know, the ease of getting into a book, a lot of it can feel like really daunting. So to have like a service where it's like, you're going to get like high quality hardcover books, which that's my preferred way to read, at incredible prices, but also curated. So it's like amazing, cool, wonderful, great. This is, it's kind of like a straight shot into that, and something that Book of the Month you can do over and over and over again. And one of the great things about it is the longer you are part of the program, the cheaper the books get.
Book of the Month's mission is to help readers discover new books they love and promote the work of emerging authors. One of the amazing things about Book of the Month is that every aspect of Book of the Month experience is designed to be fun and special for readers. First of all, the books come in a bright blue box, which is very pretty. Me and Megan were just talking about them. There's also a fun app to pick your books and track reading progress. And as well, there are reading challenges and rewards.
And Book of the Month makes it really easy to decide what book to read next, which for me is like the biggest hurdle. I love when other people make choices for me, especially when they're good choices. And I'm like, cool, I can trust you. So each month, the editorial team reads through hundreds of new titles and they pick some of the best new books for you to choose from. All of the books are so good, you can't go wrong. And I mean that wholeheartedly. When we were picking like our selects for this, I was like, wait, I like all of them. This is hard. And I literally coordinated with Melissa and I was like, okay, so these are like my top ones. I'm assuming they will be yours. So don't pick the same one as me so then we can swap afterwards. And that's what we did.
So we got The Ministry of Time by Killian Bradley.
And we also received The Return of Ellie Black by Emiko Jean.
The Ministry of Time is like, people are calling it, like, if you're a fan of Outlander and like spy novels or time traveling books, it's quoted from Town and Country saying it's really innovative, fun storytelling. The Ministry of Time is definitely for you. And listed it as 45 of the must-read books for spring 2024. And then Harper's Bazaar also said, part time travel romance, part spy thriller, and 100% multifaceted joyride. When I tell you that, I was like, sold.
We're also excited about The Return of Ellie Black. And this one is about a missing girl who returns, but that isn't the end of the story. It's only the beginning. We both like a detective book. This one is 20 years since Detective Chelsea Calhoun's sister vanishes. Ever since, Chelsea has been searching for signs for closure for other missing girls, but happy endings are rare in Chelsea's line of work. Which, that sounds so intriguing, and I'm looking forward to reading this novel so much.
Can't wait, and we're so excited to usher in this new sponsor. And we know y'all are already gonna love this. Plus, we've been recommended this so many times. Mm-hmm. So we've already got fans in you. Try the service yourself at bookofthemonth.com, and you can get your first book for $5 with code PETALS. That is your first book, $5 at bookofthemonth.com using code PETALS. Okay, guys, we are back from our break and we are hopping into the rest of the calls.
Hi, Megan. I'm 25 years old and I currently live in Chicago. I'm going to try to keep this short. Basically, my fiance and I have been together for 4 years off and on. A long time to be off and on, but we got engaged in September. I met him on Tinder, actually, when I was still going to school in Iowa. He still lives in Iowa, and I've been in Chicago for about a year now without him. We've been planning on him moving here in May, but that hasn't been solidified. I just really need an outsider's advice because I'm thinking about ending our engagement. So basically, one of our biggest issues is him with his parents. His mom is racist, so he's white and I'm mixed. She doesn't want to have anything to do with me. She doesn't care about my feelings. She doesn't care about anything. I literally haven't met his parents. And we've been doing this for 4 years. He's met both of my parents. He's met my siblings. He's met almost everyone in my family. And I still haven't met his parents. So I'm having a really rough time with him not telling them things. He doesn't really tell them the extent of our relationship. And he doesn't stand up for me. So it's like I'm alone in this relationship, basically, against his parents. He wants them to still, like, support him and not cut him off because they literally said they'll disown him. Anyways, that's one of our issues. Another is that he just, like, doesn't give me much attention. And I know you've talked about how you like to have a lot of attention, and I'm the same way. I need attention. I need you to call me, you know, just, like, give me something. And we live 300 miles away from each other right now, so I'm not getting much in general, but he doesn't call, he doesn't visit. He's visited me once to drop off my cat, and that was for like 10 hours. So I'm really not sure what to do. He's literally ghosted me for weeks at a time and not talked to me. At this point, I haven't talked to him in 5 days, and we're engaged, so I don't know. Help me out.
Oh my God, wait. We got to talk about this.
Girl,
though.
First of all, have you seen the movie Get Out? Like,
I was, get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out.
Okay, so I got to make my joke first before we get to the rest of this. This is not a joke. Okay, I feel like he's a serial killer. In the way of being like, if he disappears for this many days at a time, you have to call back when you find this out. There is something the fuck else going on.
Yeah.
There is something going on. If he doesn't go five, you said weeks at a time, but 5 days you've gone without speaking to him. Is he married to somebody else?
There is something.
Does he have a kid? There is something going
on. Maybe his parents aren't racist. Maybe they don't even exist. Or
maybe he's a fucking con artist. Yeah. This is all a goddamn lie.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. You met on Tinder. This is not good for me saying I want to get you on Tinder.
Girl, you... No. No, 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 no.
Okay, so if his parents exist, then this is just internalized racism for him.
Like, so let's stay with the racist thing first and then go to the other part.
I literally have goosebumps like right now talking about this. If you are okay, if you are trying to preserve your relationship with somebody who is racist and that is affecting... You're in a mixed race relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to ruin a relationship with your parents over the racism they have for his girlfriend, you. That's him thinking that that's okay. Mm-hmm. And that's justified. And that's internalized racism. He might not think he's racist, but the fact that he's okay with that and he can find a way to... If anyone in my fucking life said anything remotely racist, I'd call them out immediately. And this isn't even an issue. Like, we've talked about this before, like standing up at like 2 years, parents-in-law and all that kind of shit. This is a different level of that. And like, if he is letting them, he's basically saying like, I'm not going to lose my relationship with my parents over something like racism. Like, right. What the? So therefore you're cool with that.
Right. And it's like, I have so many feelings about this. I feel like
they don't even exist.
I don't think they even... We're staying with the racist thing for right now. Yeah. They don't accept you. He doesn't fully accept you. You can't be in this relationship and be happy. If you have children with this guy, they have no grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
Also, he's not around all the time. He doesn't fully accept you. Have you talked to your parents about this? Because they grew up in a different generation. They're a mixed race couple. What are their feelings about this too? Because I'm sure that they probably had some type of pushback from someone in their family as well on either side.
I'm mad.
Angry. I'm so angry.
I'm so mad.
Yeah.
I'm also so mad. Like, I fucking hate that this dude, like... That you even have to question it. That's the part that I'm like, this is like, and I don't want to be like, oh wow, this is such an easy decision, because it is, because we are a third party, which is why you called. But like, I fucking hate the fact that like, he has gotten in your head so much with being on and off for 4 years that like, you're questioning this. And I've had friends in situations where they've dated guys who like, I've had to be like, by the way, you know, like your white boyfriend is racist. Mm. And like, I've had to be like the white friend being like, just gonna let you know that like, this is not okay. And then be like, no, it's like, you're misreading it. I was like, no. As a white person who's not fucking racist, like, that's not, there is not any sort, this is...
Yeah, and being somebody that's black and has dated like outside of my race, sometimes you meet these guys that they seem like they're okay, and they'll make jokes that you're like, just because we're dating, it's not okay for you to make this joke.
My girlfriend's not white, so therefore I can't make these jokes.
Right. And I feel like he's probably one of those type of guys too, especially if he's like forgiving of his so-called parents.
If he thinks that because he's dating someone who's mixed race, therefore that makes him not racist. Mm-hmm. That's not how it works.
Yep.
Like, that's not... You have to be actively an ally.
Yes.
And like, so it's with anything. Like, you can't just be like, oh, I have a friend who's gay, so therefore I'm not homophobic.
Right.
But like, you have to, in order to be an ally, you have to be active.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to like support people in every single like race, sexuality, gender, all of that, you have to be loud about accepting them and being active about that. And that means that you cut out people in your life who therefore do not validate or respect or value the existence of those people in your life.
If he loved you and wanted to spend the rest of his life with you, he would stand up to his parents.
Yeah, so long ago.
Yeah.
So fucking long ago.
The first time he told you I loved you, before he proposed to you.
Yes.
Like, none of this makes sense. Nothing about this story makes sense at all.
It doesn't at all. The second that he said, like, he showed a picture or said that you were mixed race and his parents responded like that, it would have been like, you need to cut this out right now or I'm done, because it is 20 whatever year it was. Mm-hmm. Like, this is, you're not, I'm not gonna, I don't care that you're my parents, but like, you cannot be racist assholes.
Yeah.
Like, that, it would have, that would have ended so long ago. So that there is also a part of me that I'm like, this guy is, there's something fucking else going on.
Yeah.
Like, so
let's move outside racism.
Yeah.
Why is he going weeks without talking to you?
I mean, even if like I like Motz has gone out before and like his phone has died and I've called his friends mm-hmm. like and that's one night.
Yeah.
Like he's out of town this weekend. He calls me in the morning, texts me in the afternoon, calls me at night. Like there you that's not like a thing. Like even like Arden is in a long distance relationship. Mm-hmm. They don't see each other for months at a time, yeah. really weeks at a time, if we're going to be real.
Yeah.
But like when we just saw Arden, she just had to like, oh, I have to, we have a time that we're calling each other mm-hmm. because like you're not in a relationship. Like that's the thing. It's like just because you're, oh, we're in a long distance relationship. If you call something a relationship has meaning mm-hmm. besides just the word. Like, oh, I have a boyfriend. Like, but that has to mean something. It has to mean like, oh yeah, the implication behind being in a relationship is, oh, this is somebody who I talk to every night. This is there are like, it requires something. And he's not doing that.
No.
Like you are not engaged to you have like a ring possibly. You have an engagement, but you don't have a partner at all. Like, and that is like, I can't even explain to you how fucking sketchy that is. Like that is so fucking sketchy, especially mm-hmm. because like what we always say about long distance of like, unless there's a date in where it's going to end, like I don't think it's going to work out.
Right.
And the fact that like, this is like an indefinite, you've been apart for a long amount of time. Like you should have got this down.
Right.
Like a long distance relationship requires time and effort and energy and 5 days. Five yeah. fucking days? That's insane.
And she said weeks too.
Weeks. Like fucking
at
weeks
this point hearing, right now when she called in, it was five days. And it's been weeks in the past. Girl.
Okay. Should we speculate what it could be?
Yes.
Another relationship.
Another relationship. Another family.
I was going to say another family.
Serial
killer.
Serial killer, yeah.
Drugs.
Mm-hmm.
You got all of them. Con man.
Yeah.
Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's something.
There's something. There's something not right. And he's still dependent on his parents for money at 25. I will say, like, when I was 25, I had moved out here. I had been living out here for.
Yeah, but I was
going to school. My parents still, like, paid for stuff. But, like, that wasn't going to be an ongoing thing where I was getting married. And then, like, when you guys are, quote, unquote, married, is he still going to be. Like dependent on
yeah.
them? And what is his job? What is he trying to do?
And they're not going to come to the wedding. Like,
right.
it's going to be like, so who's the wedding for?
Right.
And then where and do you move?
Also,
he's never moving here.
You would have to pay for it all because he would be cut off from his parents.
Uh-huh.
That means he's not getting any money. So now you're paying for this whole wedding.
Yeah.
This isn't right, girl.
No, I don't even fucking believe that the name he told you is the real name.
Mm-mm.
Like, I think this is like a fuck it. And I hope that like, if anything, like before you got, I mean, I'm just telling you, I'm instructing you to fucking call out this engagement. If you've got any sort of like, not that you're married, so you probably don't have any shared assets or anything, but like.
They might because he doesn't have a job.
Exactly. I was like, get your shit in order.
Yeah.
Like if he's got fucking keys to things, like if he has, like if his name is on like deeds or leases or any of that shit, get that shit fucking figured out. Because like, I genuinely don't think that he is who he says he is.
Mm-hmm.
Like at
all.
Fucking all. And also, let's play, like, not play devil's advocate because I don't love that and I never do that. Even if, like, this isn't just, like, the fact that you go 2 weeks without talking and it's like, wow, how has he not talked to you in 2 weeks? More than that, how is he cool with the fact that you haven't spoken to him in 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm like, let's say like, oh my God, girls are like so crazy. Like they like want their boyfriends to call all the time when they're gone. Like, sure. Maybe I want to talk to like Mott's more when he's gone than he does with me. But like, it's still like, if I didn't call him, even if he was like, oh, well, I'm not going to call her until she calls me. If I didn't call him, he would then call me.
Yeah.
Like that's something that's also so fucking
this
odd to
weird.
Me is that he's not trying do it like that. He doesn't. He's not looking for that. So he's getting. And that's why it's not a relationship. Whatever's fucking happening. He doesn't need a partnership from
mm-hmm.
you. And I don't know what if he's getting something else out of it or he's just getting that somewhere else. And there's like a whole other thing going on here. But you are not his partner and you are not fulfilling that need or that desire is being met in some other way.
Yeah.
And it's not with you. And like, this is fucking sketchy as hell. And if you want help, you should DM me and like, we can, we'll DM us both.
Yeah.
Our Instagrams are always like, we have our handles mm-hmm. on the description on YouTube and on the show notes. We are very good internet stalkers.
Good.
We're going to find this shit out with you.
Right.
We'll figure it the fuck out. You should keep the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Sell it. God. Woo. We got you, girl.
Think of us as your personal catfish.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Without you want to be the problematic.
I'm
They're
Max.
Problematic, though.
Oh, I picked Max. Max isn't problematic.
Yeah, so I'll just be myself.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah.
Okay, I picked the gay silver box. I love him. Wow, I'm like...
Ooh, I'm mad for you.
Yeah, ooh, I'm mad for you hard, bitch. Not your... I mean, like, that's like a bitch, not like you're a bitch. Yeah. We're on your side. I can't wait to hear your see your DM. Yeah. We're going to do this. We're going to get this shit figured out for mm-hmm. you.
Hi, my name is Sarah. I'm 27, and I'm hoping this gets aired because I just learned this information like not even an hour ago. I've been seeing this guy for a few weeks, and he just told me that he's like deepest darkest secret is like pegging, and I had to look up what it was because I had no fucking idea what it was. And now that I know, it's like a chick. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. It's like a chick wearing a strap-on and like fucking a guy from behind. Like it's like wigging me out to like the point of no return. And it's just ruined. Like I knew it was going to be true, and now I just feel weird. And that's all I'm gonna think about for the next few days. What if he's gay? Like I don't know. Like is that a straight thing? Right now I don't even. I can't even handle it. But I'd like some input on this because it's freaking me out. And I need to know like if this is normal. Like I totally respect what people are into as long as they're not hurting anyone, that's fine. But for me it's like should you just be with a guy if that's the case? Like I don't know. That's all I'm gonna think about from here on out. So ruined per usual. So if you could just let me know. Love you guys. Love your podcast. Very funny. I do want to say you guys helped me get through a really bad, unhealthy relationship that I was in for 3 years. You kind of motivated me. And very happy, besides this whole pegging thing that's going on. So thank you for that. Okay. I love you. Bye.
This is not Minnie's gay.
No, not at all. There's a lot of nerve endings in the butt.
Should we talk about prostate?
You've got your anus, your rectum, mm-hmm. and most importantly, the prostate.
Yeah. Which women don't have.
Mm-hmm.
So,
there's
a
lot of pleasure back there. A
lot of it. I mean, one of my friends, he's so fucking funny. He's like such like a really scary, fucking intimidating looking dude. And he's just like a scary. And like I like love him because he's really deep down a teddy bear, but like he just doesn't let anyone know because like mm-hmm. he is really like tough as shit. Like I wouldn't fuck with him. Really glad we're friends. He would protect me in any situation. But we were talking about something and some girl we were around, she like brought up something like, oh my God, like, yeah, like, and like guys and like stuff with like butts or whatever. He goes, no, it was a guy who said this. Like guy had something about like, oh yeah, no, like girls like putting like fingers in ass, like get it out of here. He's like, you're not a real fucking man unless you've had a finger in your ass. And I was like, oh my God, this is yes. so funny. And he was like, I don't know, what the fuck are you doing? And all of these guys were like, oh wow, I guess you're right. Maybe I should. He's like, yeah, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, and it was so funny because like it had like, here was this guy who's the epitome of what you would expect toxic like masculinity. Need yeah. to be, and he's telling these other guys who tend to be a little bit more like, oh, they seem like they'd be more progressive, mm-hmm. and he's telling them like, oh, like fuck your fucking shit, like yeah. you're wrong, like you don't know this shit. So no, I think like I want to say like fantastic on your boyfriend for telling you this, mm-hmm. because if anything, his hangups on wow, does this make me gay? There isn't really men in general, there is that
stigma.
There is about yeah. like anything involving that. Like so many guys are like, don't fucking put your finger in my ass at all. Like, because I'm like not gay. And it's like, that's not what that means. Mm-hmm. Like at all. And so I think like the fact that he told you, like you need to understand that like being like pegging is so different than like having sex with a guy. Also like sexual orientation, like it doesn't, it like, who you are in the body parts that you are born with has nothing to do with what your gender is.
Yeah.
And so him being into the fucking thing that hangs from traditional like cisgendered men, like what hangs there, that he's into the sensation that gives, that has nothing to do with a penis, because also like penises have nothing to do with men. Like penises are not, having a penis does not make you a man. And being into penis, being into any sort of like stimulation there does not make you gay.
Yes.
And so I think you need to separate like oh, it goes in the butt. It looks like a penis. Therefore, that means he's gay. That right. doesn't mean he's gay. He's gay if he is sexually and romantically attracted to men. That's mm-hmm. the only way that you are gay in that situation. Mm-hmm. The only time that you are gay and the only thing that makes you gay is being sexually and romantically attracted to someone of the same gender as you.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep.
And like, that's all there is to it. And I think like, I don't think, yeah, I wish this kind of stuff was talked about more, because I think like I don't think this is like internalized homophobia at all. I think this is like the issue of we're not taught about the body in regards to like pleasure. We're mm-hmm. taught about it in regards to like science and what yes. this does yeah. and what this does. And like, we're not taught like, oh, men have this and therefore the sensation here is different. Like, guys don't have a clit. Like mm-hmm. so much of this stuff, like we'd all be having way better fucking sex if we had learned in like school, these are like these pleasure points right. on your body.
Right.
And I think that it's great on him to tell you. And I think, I'm assuming at any point he might have thought like, oh, wow, he might have had like that internalized, well, not even internalized, that toxic masculinity of right. being like, does this make me gay? Yeah. And the fact that he's telling his girlfriend, hey, I'm into this and I feel like I just really want to tell you, he's already gone through that process and been like, no, this doesn't mean that. So mm-hmm. therefore, I'm going to tell you. If you're scared of that, just start with a finger.
Yeah. Or if you're not comfortable, just tell him you're not comfortable.
And that's totally yeah. okay.
You've talked about before, like mm-hmm. things being a deal breaker. Like, yeah. is this going to be his deal breaker that you don't like to peg him?
Yeah.
Or is it your deal breaker that you don't want to? Mm-hmm. So it's just like your comfortability. But if you're curious about it, I mean, yeah. strap it on. And I mean, it's got like pleasure things for you too on the other end. So. Mm-hmm.
That's
just
true.
Go at it if you're comfortable with it.
Yeah.
There's a whole episode of Broad City that is like on this specific
oh, really?
Thing. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I think it's either in the first or second season. Hmm. Second. Okay. Amanda's saying second. So in the second season, Abby is like going through this whole thing with her hot neighbor that she's always had a crush on, and he's into pegging. And
Yeah.
I suggest watching that. That might open up your mind.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, I mean, Mats and I always play, I play the hypothetical game. He fucking hates it. But I'll like make up sexual hypotheticals. I'm like, if I decided I was into this, would this be a deal breaker? And so many things that I've like, which come with like some of the fucking like things that aren't even real, like just fucking weird, crazy shit that I was like, if I said that instead of condoms, you had to fuck me with cinnamon rolls, would you do it? And he was like, literally the shit I come up with. And he's like, sure. Like, fine. Like, there are some crazy fucking shit that he's like, okay. And there's some
that
stuff
like
that
a yeast infection.
I know. Yeah, exactly. But then there's some stuff that he'd be like, yeah, no, I wouldn't be into that. And then I'm like, and it is like a hypothetical game in that situation. Like, in the way of being like, we're coming up with these like things that we think are like crazy or whatever. And it's like, okay, well, in the right relationship, things that you're like, oh, I wouldn't be into, like in hypotheticals, when you're with somebody, you're like, okay, all of these things, you really realize how much of like the hangups that you have on like things regarding sex have come with just like an internalized, sexual shame mm-hmm. of like this, like, oh gosh. But then also if there's something that is a deal breaker for either of you, like I've said so many times, like if a guy told me if we were on a date and or we were hooking up and he was like, oh, by the way, like I don't go down on girls. I'd be like, okay, like that's a deal breaker for me. Mm-hmm. Like I'm never going to come then. Like this is unless you're like fucking fantastic with right. your hands and like you've got like not going to get a hand cramp and all of this is going to be like really great for you. Like also that's a lot more effort and work for you and choreography. Like that would be a deal breaker for me. And I wouldn't think anything less of a person mm-hmm. because there's like a sexual compatibility and a sexual match for everybody. And I think you're allowed to say you're not comfortable with something. And then from there, you'll see maybe this isn't even a deal breaker for him.
Right.
Maybe this is something. And then if there's a way that you're like, okay, well, I hear that. Like, I don't know if I'm ready for that yet. Like, what if I just like use my hands for right. something? And then like you can potentially build your way up to it. Or not, but mm-hmm. It does not make him gay at all.
No,
not at all.
Yeah, and it's not weird.
No, it's not weird.
Yeah.
You have two people here who immediately, like, neither of us had to Google pegging.
Yeah.
Like, this is something, like, I fully know yeah. what that is.
I was, my real introduction to it was Broad City
yeah.
when I heard about it.
And I don't even like, know oh, my cool. introduction. What was my introduction to pegging? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Hmm. I mean, not like a personal introduction, yeah. but I wonder. But yeah, so I wouldn't, Yeah, don't worry about this at all. And also, I'm happy for her boyfriend for like saying that.
Yeah. That means he trusts you.
Totally. And he's so comfortable in his sexuality. Mm-hmm. Like, so very comfortable. Yeah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
It's time for Don't Blame Them, which is where callers call in and give their own advice on previous episodes. So what do we have here? I really do nothing. Can you all see this now? If you're watching this on YouTube, she's like on her computer pulling up all of this shit. And I'm like, what do we have? I just sit here in my blanket.
So this is from the episode that we did together. And I like that. And the girl, she was bi and she was having trouble because when she'd go out on dates with, and stuff, then guys and girls were being like rude to her and didn't understand. Yeah.
So fuck those people.
Hi, I'm calling to give advice on something I recently heard on your latest podcast with Melissa about the girl who called about being bisexual and she would tell people and they would just have problems with it. I'm 23 and also bisexual, and I've also experienced very similar things. And what I would like to say to her is that there are going to be people who do understand, and there are going to be people who don't understand. I feel I went through the same thing. Like, I feel like at age 18, everyone's kind of immature, doesn't really understand sexuality, doesn't understand themselves, but there will be people who do understand. Like, now I have a boyfriend who is really amazing, and he gets that. He gets that side of me. He gets that I am attracted to women as well as men, and it doesn't intimidate him. But when I was 18, and I was dating, the same exact thing happened to me. There would be people who didn't understand. I would, like, tell guys, and then they would say they didn't want to be with me and, like, call me a slut or whatever because, like, I liked both, and they just didn't really understand it. So there are going to be people who don't understand. What I would also say is that you don't need to tell everyone. Like, I felt the same way you did. Like, I felt like I wasn't being true to myself if I didn't tell people that I liked, you know, guys and girls, or that I was attracted to guys and girls. You don't need to tell anyone. Like, if you're dating and you're getting to know someone, yeah, it's a very important part of you that you might feel like you're hiding, which is kind of a shitty feeling, but you don't owe anyone an explanation. You don't owe anyone any information that they didn't ask for or they don't need. There's nothing wrong with not like disclosing that information about you, especially when you're young and you're dating and you're just having fun and stuff like that.
I love that. I really love when people can, I mean, obviously that's the fucking point of this part, is like people call and give their own experience, mm-hmm. but it's nice. I think she's very right in the sense of like not, doesn't make you any less like proud of who you are mm-hmm. if you don't want to tell people. And also in like, I don't know, it's a kind of like, again, not to make this like, oh my God, this heterosexual, but like when there's something like something that you really like and you don't really want to like share it with the world yet because you're like, I didn't, it's like when people, again, not to make this whatever, but like when people don't share baby names until the babies are born. And it's like, well, I don't care about your, like, I'm not, this isn't your opinion. Like, mm-hmm. this is something that has to do with me, but this is not like, doesn't mean that you like any less because like, you don't want anyone's judgments on something that they really don't have any business judging on. Yeah. So, that makes me happy. I do also agree that I think people grow out of shit. I think also when you're,
I think the original color was 18.
18. Cause I say when you're young, if you think about it real, okay. Like think if we want to go, like, let's say you start having your first, like more serious relationships. Let's even say like, let's say you have one boyfriend a year for 4 years. That's like four romantic experiences. And like, that's still a time when people are like figuring out their sexuality and everything like that. So you've got people who haven't experienced nearly as much. Once mm-hmm. you go to college and all of that stuff, like I think my friends, all of their sexual experiences and stuff, everything changed once everyone was in college. Cause you're not tied to this, like,
and you're not tied and you don't have to worry about like parents and
And like I hate the idea of like, oh, a reputation, but like there's also something like I was never able to like shake off the, oh, I mean, finally I think I finally fucking did now, like once I got verified on Instagram, that became what I was known for in high school. But like I literally had like transition lenses, like I was a total fucking nerd. There are some things that like people mm-hmm. just, they see you as one thing. Mm-hmm. And like, even now I look back at like guys I went to high school with that I was like, why didn't I think you were fucking hot? There's one kid who looks like young Matt Damon. And I'm like, why did I not hook up with you? Yeah. Why did nobody hook up with you? And it's like, oh, cause everyone had these preconceived notions from like elementary school. Mm-hmm. And then, I have friends who are, most of my friends who were like, who are gay and who are bi and stuff. They didn't, even if they came out when we were younger, they never ever started having relationships with people of the same gender until they got away from all of us.
Yeah.
And like, not in like a way of like, oh, everyone's going to be like judgmental, but it's like, you know me, I don't. And also when you're exploring a new side of you, you don't really want like a fucking like peanut gallery of people that you already know.
Right.
You kind of want to like, I don't know, like I think there's something nice about the fresh start mm-hmm. of that stuff.
Yeah.
And people grow out of being an asshole and some people don't. And then you say, fuck people. Them.
Yeah.
And you ruin their life.
I like that. You swipe left on them.
You swipe fucking left. You swipe left so hard you'll throw your fucking phone. You're missing a really good hand gesture, guys.
Yeah.
But yeah. Well, it makes me happy that she's me now too. In a relationship with that. I just, there's something like not to applaud a fish for swimming. And I take it back. I'm not going to applaud her boyfriend for being like cool and great because like he should be fucking cool and great. But I'm so glad that now we have like someone else who's been who's been through that and can tell you that they're in a relationship with a guy who isn't a fucking dick mm-hmm. and really understands that. Cause we can talk about the people that we know who are like that and all that stuff. But now you guys know.
When it's firsthand experience, it makes it more relatable.
Totally.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Did you have a good time being on the podcast?
I did.
on this side?
I did. I really did.
That chair to this chair?
Yeah.
Wait, so whole, like, what is the other yellow thing you have over there on the chair?
My hat.
So your hat matched your shirt and your shirt matched your purse. And then what's the other yellow thing on the ground?
That's the bag that has makeup in it.
Okay. Wow. You just have, she just has everything in two colors.
Oh, I didn't even realize
that. That's what I was saying.
Now I see it. I see it now.
I didn't see it. I was like, what were you wearing earlier that you were Paddington the Bear?
It was raining. So I put my hat, I have that hat on.
That blue and yellow. Paddington the Bear.
Is it Paddington the Bear or just Paddington Bear?
Good.
Me. I'm
Paddington
right.
Bear?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I thought he was more professional. Just in case you want to know, Paddington. Which Paddington? The Bear. That Paddington. Isn't this like Clifford the Big Red Dog? Clifford the dog. You know?
Yeah, it's not just Paddington.
Just Paddington?
Yeah.
Well, that's it for our episode, guys. If you enjoyed it, make sure to leave us a review on iTunes podcast app. Hit it up. We're also on SoundCloud. If you're watching on YouTube, I'm going to spew off all of those things for you. You can listen to our bonus episodes that come out every other week on Stitcher Premium. Yeah. You can listen ad-free to us there. Mm-hmm.
You can use the code BLAME and get 1 month free.
Hell yes. And then if you guys want to follow Instagram, Don't Blonde Meme Pod. And our own Instagrams will be listed down below. Girl, please DM us.
Yes,
following
please.
Back. We're going to figure this out for you.
We
are going to do it. He's done. If your life is going to shit and you need some help for an upcoming episode, leave us a voicemail at 310-694-0976. Woo, I love that you're mouthing that along. And then if you're an international caller, you can leave us an audio file at meganpodcast@gmail.com. And we will see you guys next week. Goodbye. Bye. Don't Blame Me is a production by me. Executive produced by Melissa DeMonts. Camera operator, Amanda Lechner. Production assistance by Julie Carley. And music by Ryan Hunter and Giacomo Picasso. Part of the HerPod Network.